Amen. I'll tell you what, I ought to follow that. Amen. Did y'all catch those words of that song? I mean, did you really let them sink in? I was going to do something else, and we just may not get there. You may have just disrupted the whole service, brother. Amen. I want you to listen to these words. When peace like a river attendeth my way, or comes my way, or is in my life, when everything is at peace, then it changes. And it says, when sorrows like sea billows roll. Now you got two diametrically opposed things there. You've got a peace that passes all understanding. But you also got storms that come into your life. And the old song says, when the waves of life get so high you can't mount them, he will roll you over the tide. Then he goes on to say, whatever my lot, whichever way it is, whether it's peace or whether it's troubles, whether it's chicken or whether it's feathers, amen? Whatever it is, God, you're still in control. Amen. You know what? We think God's only in control when everything's going right. God's blessing. Amen. We think God's forgot us when things start going wrong and we have more troubles and trials and we seemingly have blessings. But he makes a powerful statement here. Thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Now, son, that's good preaching right there. I just wish I was one doing it, but that is good preaching. It's well. Whether it's heartaches, troubles, and trials, or whether it's got a raise at work, or got a new girlfriend or boyfriend, or your wife decided to stay and didn't go, or maybe she decided to go. I don't know whichever way the blessing might be. I mean, y'all got to figure that out. Amen. But whatever's happening in my life, Lord, you've taught me to say, it's okay. We're going to make it. You're going to get me through, Lord. Amen. Ain't that good? Don't we forget that sometimes? Don't we? I don't know. Y'all ain't never heard a preacher preach out of it. Well, y'all had Bobby Robinson for a pastor. Yeah. But it's well with my soul. Now listen to that second verse. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come. Why do we think it's strange when trials come and Satan calls your number every hour of the day? Why do we think that to be strange? Let this blessed assurance control. Let the blessed assurance of Christ control. That he has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. And I'm going to tell you what, when you get that salvation down personal, that he did it for you. We're quick to quote and say, Christ died for the whole world. Yeah, he did. But Christ died for me and you. He did it for me. He shed his blood for me. You know what? I'm going to be real honest here tonight. I can't tell you that I'd shed my blood for you. I'd like to think I would. I'd like to be chivalrous, or however you say it, and say, oh, yeah, I'd take your blood. I'd take your wound. If I'm going to be real honest, I don't know I would. I might look at you and say, you on your own. You handle this. But you know, God didn't do that. God regarded our helpless estate. If we could have done something about it, then the Lord wouldn't have had to come. If we could have saved ourselves, Jesus died in vain. Somebody say amen right there. But we can't save ourselves. Only he can save us. We are helpless. Bible says, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit to your stature? Which of you by taking thought can add one hair to your head? Some of us would if we could. Amen. Nothing we can do. We're helpless. What the Bible says, what is a man? What is a man? It said he's but a few days and full of trouble. I got some news for you here tonight. I got some bad news. Every one of you has got a terminal disease in this place tonight. Me included. You know what it is? It's called life. Amen. It's called sin. The wages of sin is what? Death. I got bad news for you and good news. Bad news is nobody gets out of this world alive. We're helpless. We're locked in. We're going to die. Last time I checked, the death rate, the mortality rate in America is still 100%. We all die. But I got good news for you. In that helpless estate under the curse of death, Jesus Christ came into this world born of a virgin, the incarnate Son of God, lived a perfect life, gave his life on Calvary, shed his blood for you and I, was buried, and on the third day got up victorious over death, hell, and the grave, and then says through the writers of the Bible, whosoever will, let him come to me, that I might give him life, and life more abundantly. Amen. Now, brother, this is all your fault tonight. I got an outline in here that I'm going to preach, but it ain't happening. I'm telling you what tonight. I'm not living the poor, pitiful, pathetic me life. God has blessed me. Amen. God has blessed you. And I'm living a more abundant life. You know what? I don't remember the last time I was hungry, unless it was on purpose. Amen. Y'all look at me and tell me and hunger do not go together. Amen. I am not the poster child for the Starving Children's Foundation. Oh, it ain't me. This fat boy eats. Amen. My doctor continually tells me you need to lose 30 pounds. I said, I knew you was going to say that. We went to see him the other day. Looked at, we were having a conversation about my medical health. He said, still need to lose 30 pounds. I said, you had to say that, didn't you? He said, I've heard you preach that I know that you're going to tell sinners they need to get saved, aren't you? I said, yeah, I am. He said, well, I'm a doctor. And I'm going to tell folks they need to lose weight. I think they teach them that in medical school. Somebody help me. Amen. You can go to them with a hangnail. They say, well, that's a bad hangnail. But you know, if you lose 30 pounds, it wouldn't be near as bad. Somebody say amen. I'm telling you. But let me tell you something. Old fat boy here, I go to the doctor and he says, you need to lose weight. And I said, no, you need to adjust the insulin. Amen. I told my wife, I'm diabetic. Y'all know that. I told her, I said, I'm going to die probably of something diabetic related. But I'm doing my best to make sure it's not hunger. Amen. Can I get a witness tonight? Amen. Let me tell you something. I'm living an abundant life tonight. Let me tell you something. I'm going to leave this place tonight. Good Lord willing, I'll probably go somewhere and eat again. Amen. Don't need to, but I will. I believe there, God willing, and I'll get in a nice vehicle. My wife will get in a nice one because we're not on speaking terms. We come in two different vehicles tonight. No, really, she had some work she had to do. And we'll go home to a nice house. And I'll get in one. Now, honey, let me tell you something. Old fat boy here, he eats, but he also keeps the air conditioner huffing and puffing. I said it on 68. I have the windows sweating in my house in the middle of the summer. You say, well, I bet that cost a lot. You're right, it does. But I'm going to tell you something. It's worth every dollar of it. Can I get a witness right there? Amen. I'll go home and I'll sleep in a nice bed. I'll get up in the morning and I'll be around some nice preachers. And I'll be working and doing the things. I'm living a charmed life. Jesus said that he's coming. We might have life and be paupers, right? No. He said, I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Now, I'm telling you what, though. I hope God don't take me up on this. I'm not really giving him an invitation to. But if I didn't have all of the nice things I have, I'm still on God's side. Amen. And it, what comes will come. I know it's going to come in life. And God help me have to be such a child of God that when the time comes that the bad things begin to happen in my life, that I've got enough of the grace of God about me to quit moaning, groaning, and complaining and just say, praise the Lord, it is well with my soul. Because the soul ain't going to stay here anyway. Have you ever thought of this? What is it about us that's redeemed? What is it about us that's saved? Is it this body? No. God gave up on the body over in the Garden of Eden. You know what he looked at Adam and Eve saying? Dust thou art, and to dust shalt thou return. He gave up on the body. This is... Lord, ain't some of us glad he gave up on it. Amen. Wouldn't you hate to have the body you got right now for eternity? I would. I'm still hunting that six-pack one that I see in the mirror that I was talking about this morning. I've heard some other folks that had questions asked of what they saw in the mirror. Amen. Do you know what? I'd hate to know I had to keep up with this old body for eternity. So this one ain't going to go with me. This one stays. I get a glorified one when I go. But let me tell you something now. What is it about us that's redeemed? I'm going to tell you the only thing about us that's redeemed. It's our soul. It's our soul. The Bible says that it is sealed safe by the Holy Spirit. For how long? Unto the day of redemption. Not until your next sin. Not until you blow it and say the next word that you shouldn't have said. Not when you're sitting there on the pew and thoughts are going through your mind. Aren't you glad that there's not a speaker on your mind where your thoughts could be heard? You know what? Now, can I just be, there ain't nobody here tonight but us. Can I just be real for a few minutes? If our thoughts could be heard, a lot of men would be in trouble. Amen. Because we see a woman coming, and we think to ourselves, oh, Lord, look at that big old heifer. And we think things like that. And you know what? Now, y'all just help me a minute. There's some bodies that should not have spandex on them. Can I get a witness there? Mine's one of them. Amen. It's never been your fault, Andrew Hunter.
I won't take responsibility.
I'm just being truthful here tonight. We think things we ought not think, and we get in trouble. But let me tell you something. Our salvation, thank God, is not predicated upon what we think. Not predicated upon what we do. Although we don't have a ticket to sin. Our salvation is predicated upon the fact that when we accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, the Holy Spirit of God was assigned to seal mine and your soul safe unto the day of redemption. And that is why that we can sing this old song that no matter what may come, bless God, it's well with my soul because it is sealed. It ain't always well with my mouth. Hello. My mouth says stuff it ought not say. Most of the time when it's rolling out, I'm saying, uh-oh. Shouldn't have said that. You know, life ought to come with a warning sticker. Your mouth, really, it says, engage brain before you start your mouth. Amen. It's not always well with my mouth. Sometimes it spews venom. Help me a little bit. Sometimes it gossips. Sometimes it tells lies. Sometimes it's just running and talking when it ought to be an idol. Amen. So, you know, I got a brother. It's a preacher. He pastored at Concord Baptist Church. I heard tell that some folks had a conversation about me and him one day and the length of our sermons. Somebody said about my brother, I said, you ever heard his brother Billy preach? They said, no. And he said, well, let me tell you something. That boy can take any subject you want to give him and preach an hour on it. My church member looked at him and said, he can't hold a candle to his brother. Because Aaron don't even need a subject. He can preach an hour. Amen. It ain't always well with my mouth. Hey, what are y'all laughing at? It ain't well with your mouth either. Amen. If you wouldn't say some of the stuff you said, you wouldn't get nearly in the doghouse as much. Wouldn't cost you near as much money, man. Amen. Hello. It ain't always well with my eyes. Sometimes my eyes see things that they should not see. Hello. And ain't it something that when you're looking at something you ought not looking about at, usually ain't nobody there but you and the devil sitting there. Go ahead and look at it. Go ahead. There ain't nobody going to know it. And then you have to say, oh yeah, somebody will know it. I will. Hello. God will. It's not always well with my eyes. It's not always well with my ears. It's never well with my ears. I can't hear. Amen. I went to the doctor, and as Wendy Bagwell would say, this is the truth with my hand up. And my wife still won't believe it. They gave me that little hearing test. And they told me what I already knew. Said, Mr. McCullough, you have a hearing loss. And it was a female doctor. And she said, it's in the female voice range. I said, huh? Some of y'all will get that on the way home. Female doctor, you know. I come home and told my wife. She said, what'd she say? I said, she said, I couldn't hear. I said, what else she say? I said, it was in the female voice range. She said, oh, no. No, no, you don't have a hearing loss. You have selective hearing. Hello? And you tune me out. Amen? You know, as a young whippersnapper, well, I'm just having a good time tonight. We ain't preaching. I'm just having a good time. You know, as a young whippersnapper, when we got married, I always thought I had to have the last word and everything, and we'd get red faced. Boy, when we was young, we could tie on some arguments and fusses and fights with the best of them. But you know, it didn't take long, Gerald, that I figured out if she got mad at me, she'd puff up and she'd quit talking to me. I started using that thing to my advantage, son. Amen. I'd make her mad on purpose just so I didn't have to hear it. Is there a man in the house that can say amen? I didn't think so, you bunch of mouses. Amen. Have a male in here other than me ought to go squeak, squeak, squeak. But I'm telling that in a comical way to say this. It's not always well with my ears or my eyes or my mouth. Or it's not always well with my nose. It gets stuck in places it ought not be. Amen. Trying to find out things it has no business knowing. Y'all getting this? I'm talking about being nosy. And it runs in my family. I passed it on to my oldest daughter. My oldest daughter, I'm not making this up. I love her to death, but as a child, that was the nosiest child I've ever seen in my life. When she'd be anywhere from 4 years old on up, to, well, still probably does it today. She got a daughter just like her. Marianne and I have watched that child. When we would be in the living room with adults and we'd tell her, adults are talking, you need to go play. And she'd get up to walk out of the room and we'd still be talking, and she was so nosy that she would turn around and try to walk out hearing what we said and walk slap into a door and into a wall. I've seen her do it. She called me the other day and said, Daddy, I got a daughter just like me. She does the same thing. It's not always well with my nose. Not always well with my feet. Hello? Sometimes they walk in places they ought not walk. Sometimes it's not always well with my heart. Boy, this is a sermon. Because sometimes it's not right with God. Sometimes, as an old song says, sometimes smiling faces tell lies. Sometimes we get up and we smile and sometimes we just lie. That's all we do, just lie. Might as well have a Walmart smiley face in front of us. We can be as cold on the inside and dead as a hammer and get up to preach a sermon or sing a song and put our smiley faces on as, oh, I'm super Christian today. But it ain't well with our heart. Sometimes it's not well with my body. Sometimes I get tired. Sometimes I want to quit. Hello. Sometimes it's not well with my mind. I don't think the thoughts I ought to think. Huh. But I got good news for you tonight. Years ago, when I was about 16 years of age, I made my way into Bethel Chapel Baptist Church, lost as Job Turkey, on my way to hell. Do you know what happened? That night, I met Jesus. And Jesus saved my soul. And He sealed my soul. A lot of things have come and gone. A lot of waters went over the bridge, under the dam, however you say it, over the dam. Under the bridge. But I'm going to tell you what. I'm still just as saved tonight as I was that night. Have I always been perfect? Lord, no. Have I always done the right things? Lord, no. I've done more wrong things than I have right things. You're looking at the poster child for the society of learning by pain. Amen. When I goof up, when I put my hand on something hot and it burns, I say, don't do that no more. You're looking at the one that goofs up more than he does things right. But let me tell you something. It's always been well with my soul. And let me tell you something tonight. I might just get to running and shouting here in a minute. One day, if you outlive me, you're either going to get a phone call or you're going to pick up the paper. And you're going to read in it where it says, Aaron McCullough died. Don't you buy into that lie. Because I ain't going to die. I never will die. This body's going to quit functioning. But this body ain't me. And that's good English. But this body ain't me. This is just the house that I'm living in for a little while. And there's going to come a day that this old house is going to crumble and fall. But when it does, in the words of that great preacher, Martin Luther King Jr., when this house falls and God calls me out, I'll be able to say, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. And then that part that was sealed saying, that soul is going to get up and it's going to make its way to heaven, because my Bible says to be absent with the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen? I'm going to a place where words cannot describe, the eye hadn't seen, the tongue cannot tell the wonderful things that await me there. Amen. I'm going to that place. Many things I do not know. But one thing I do know, that I'm saved by His grace divine. Saved to new life sublime. Woo! My joy now is full, or something like that. And I don't know the words to the song or something other, because I'm saved, saved, saved. Ain't that good tonight? How to preach. I used to have an old deacon that'd come to me and he'd say, preacher, the world, he said, the truth will stand when the world's on fire. And I'm here to tell you tonight, what you're hearing tonight, it's not what I had planned, but it's what God had planned. And I'm going to tell you something tonight, what I've given you tonight will stand when this world's on fire. It will, because it's the truth. That if you know Jesus Christ, it is well with your soul. Not your body, mind, eye, not all the things I mentioned, but it's well with your soul. Ain't that good? If you're saved in here tonight, say amen.
Amen.
If you're saved and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're saved and you're not ashamed of it, say amen.
Amen.
I'm like this. I ain't wanting to check out tomorrow. I don't have to go to heaven on the first busload. Amen. I'm not like women going shopping the day after Thanksgiving. I don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and be standing in line when the doors open at 5 for those marvelous Christmas sales. I don't have to do that. Honey, I'll sashay into Walmart Christmas Eve night. Hello. But I'm going to get there. Now, you know, I'm saying that. I know, he's a preacher, you're being foolish. No, I'm just having a good time and telling the truth. I don't have to go to heaven on the first load. But I'm going to tell you what. I'm not the seating arrangement master. I'm not the one getting up the loads. And when the Lord calls my name, I'm ready to go. I want to see my little grandbaby. Ooh, I want to see him get big. I want to watch my great-grandchildren grow up. I want to see all y'all get old. Amen. I want to see all you guys when you really don't have any hair. You're halfway there now like me. I want to see you when you get all the way there. Amen. I want to see you women when you're blue-haired. Amen. Somebody say amen. I want to stay around a while. But that's not the point. The point is, I'm ready to go when God calls. And I'm going to give you one more point. Then I'm going to read some more of this and we're going to close, go home. Because I've had a good time. I have enjoyed myself tonight. Amen. Amen. I don't do that all the time. Amen. Y'all understand, don't you? Y'all don't always enjoy me either, do you? Well, let's just be honest about it. Amen. But let me tell you something. And I want to get real serious here. I said this the other day. I'm repeating it tonight. I want to live while I'm here. I don't want to be one that's always down and out in the mouth. I don't want to be one that's always complaining, grumbling, moaning, and groaning and against life itself. You haven't met people, if you said left, they say right. If you say yeah, they say no. I don't want to be them. You ever met folks when God blessed you with something and you shared a blessing with them, they get jealous about it and try to do something bigger and better? I don't be like that. I just want to enjoy life. I want to live as long as I'm alive. I don't want to quit living before my body quits. Amen. I want to still laugh at jokes. Help me a little bit. I want to be a blessing to somebody. I want to do like Andrew did tonight. And I like that, son, of just encouraging folks. Amen. I want to do that. It don't bother me at all when folks think Aaron McCullough. They go, then a smile comes across. I like it. Amen. Might as well laugh at me as you had somebody else. Amen. I want to be part of it. I want to experience it. I don't want to die not having lived. Because Jesus said I didn't have to. He said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I want to laugh. I want to smile. I want to taste the good stuff. I want to smell the sweet aromas. I want to know all I can know of the joys of God. I want to hear my children say, Daddy, we love you. I want to feel and hear my grandchildren when they come running up to me with their arms up. I'll say, Pawpaw, Pawpaw, or Buddy. Everybody named Buddy, Buddy. Amen. I got one that calls me Buddy. Or Big Dude. That little grand boy of mine, we got a picture. He got a hat on that said Little Dude. I got a hat on that said Big Dude. Amen. I want to know the joys of life. I want to live. And even when the bad times come, I can say, it is well with my soul. The Goodmans recorded a song, and I won't get all the lyrics right, but it's so something like this. Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and he tries to turn me around, he's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I want and worldly fame. But if I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I want you to know, I've reached a point in my life where I wouldn't take anything for this journey. Let me tell you something, about 30-something years ago, God started me down this path. And as I stand now and look back over 30 years of ministry, I've seen heartaches and nights so dark in my soul that I thought the morning would never come. But I've seen blessings and experienced them so wonderful that I didn't think that could ever be. But I look back over it all and folks say, would you change anything? And no, probably not. Because every shout or every tear has been in parts of the ingredients who've made me who I am today. And I'll tell you this tonight, I've reached a point in my life where if I live a normal lifespan, I'm not old by any means, but I've got more years behind me now than I've got left in front of me. And every day of my life, the pull gets stronger and stronger to go home. I got a lot over there. I've got a lot here. But I've got a lot there. Whew. Thank God tonight. It is well with my soul. Not perfect, never claimed to be. I'm just saved. That's all. Just saved. Now let me ask you tonight, can you make that statement? I can honestly tell you tonight, if you never see me again in this life, don't you be fretting over me. Oh, I jokingly tell Marianne, I said, when I die, I want you to dress me up real nice. I will. Oh, and by the way, I will be a nice looking corpse. Amen. When they come by and say, don't he look nice? He'll be telling the truth. Amen. Because she's going to dress me in my suit and put a little rose in my lapel and probably have a Bible in my hands. And I'll be styling and profiling in death just like in life. I jokingly tell her, I say, I want a lot of sad singing and slow walking going on at my funeral. And I want folks blubbering whether they know me or not. And then I tell her, I say, I want you to think back and every deacon I ever had that gave me a problem, I want them to be a pallbearer at my funeral. And you make them tote me for a mile. Woo! But I can tell you this tonight. If you never see me again, and you see me in a corpse, you just think about something. That old boy is more alive than he's ever been in his life. He's kicking up gold dust. He's running around. Oh, look at him, look at him. I've told this here before, I think, but I want to tell it again. And I want to hear it myself. picture this in heaven. Buddy James and Gerald Kemp standing by the river of life. And that might be a stretch for one of them. I don't know which one. You might have a hard time believing they made it to heaven, but let's play make-believe. I think the statistics say that one out of every two deacons ain't saved, so you can pick your, take your choice. I'm kidding. There's no statistic like that. I'm kidding. But this picture, I'm standing over there by the river of life. And they're having a good conversation, and all of a sudden something comes by and it goes, woo! They talk on about 1,000 years. It comes back the other way. Woo! Talk another 1,000 years. Here it comes back again. Woo! Buddy looked at Gerald and said, Gerald, what you reckon that is? And Gerald said, it's that fool Aaron. Said he just got here and he ain't quit running and shouting and kicking up dust yet. And you know why I can tell you that tonight? Because it is well with my soul. And if you don't do that song again for an invitation to him, me and you are going to have words after this service is over. Amen. You can't do something like this. God can't intervene like this and you not do that again. Amen. Now I want you to know something tonight. You may have all kinds of problems. Problems are going to come. Just make sure tonight it's well with your soul. Make sure you're right with God. You can't get anybody else right, but you can make sure you're right. I want them to come. I want us just to take the brakes off tonight. Nobody here but us, just family. This altar's open. I want you to obey God tonight. Will you do that? Just obey Him. Pray with me. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the privilege you've given us to be here tonight. I thank you, Lord, for the way you've shown up in this service, not only tonight, God, but all day long. But thank you especially tonight, God, for the portion of your Spirit that's been in this place. And God, would you speak to us even now? God, that we would make sure that it's well with our soul. In your name I pray. Amen. Sing it, brother, while we stand. The altar's open for any reason.
It's like a river that endeth my way. When sorrow I see
sing another verse in just a minute. That's the only question I have tonight. Is it really well? If I magically was granted the power somehow that I could open up every one of our lives and display them here, would what we see verify what you're saying, that it is well? Or would we see all kind of worry, doubt, guilt, fear? What would we see? Is it well? If it's not, this altar's open. If it is, come celebrate. How long has it been since you come around the altar and just thank God for what He's done for you? This altar's open. Sing, brother.
To the cross, and I there
your children. He's going to sing one more verse. And as far as I'm concerned, when he gets through with that one, that can be our dismissing prayer. We can go home. I have given you what God gave me to give you as I was here. It is not what I prepared for you. I'll guarantee you that. But it wasn't what I had prepared wasn't held a candle to what God said tonight. I wouldn't have enjoyed myself near as well. Amen. Neither would you. But tonight, if it's well, I want you to just take the brakes off. I don't care if you can sing on key or off key or don't even have a key in your pocket or pocketbook. It don't matter. If it's well, make a joyful noise tonight and sing it and catch him on that chorus loud as you can. Amen. You know, preachers want to lead songs and song leaders sometimes want to preach. But can I help you on the chorus? I won't do that. If it's well, I want us to sing tonight like it is. All right, lead us, brother. I'm just going. Y'all watch me on the chorus and do what I do now. Amen.
And Lord, it's a day when the day shall be sighted. The clouds be rolled back like the scroll.
Through, brother. Amen.